down, and oh my soul, so weary. When troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and awake here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
The Apostle John says there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out all fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. I just read 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. See, fear torments. He that has fear has not known that perfect love. Now, what is this perfect love that the Apostle John is talking about? That perfect love is that perfect love that is revealed from heaven. That love model that we see between the Father and the Son. That oneness we see with the Father and the Son. That love is the love that Jesus came to demonstrate to the world. Some of us think we know love, but we discover that we never ever knew what love is until we enter into this place that the Lord has prepared for us. So that perfect love is the love between the Father and the Son. It is that love that surpasses all understanding. It is that love that casts away all fears, all anxiety, all worries. It is that perfect love model that destroys the fear of death, which has gripped the inhabitants of the world, you know, and kept them in bondage, perpetual bondage. You agree with me that the fear of death and fear in general is the major characteristic of the mortal man of the earth. See, if you could read the minds of men, you would know that men live constantly in fear. And like we just read, fear is torment. And where there is torment, there is no life. For it is not the will of God that we have torment. The will of God is that we have peace, an expected end of peace, of joy, you know, gladness, stillness. This is God's will for us. Where there is fear, know that that is not God's will for us. Praise God. I have stood personally before somebody who was very strong in his heydays while on the earth. And in a moment, this very massive big figure was taken down by a stroke. And I saw how this person lived his last days filled with fears, horrors, fear of death, fear of the unknown, as he laid, you know, bedridden. You could see the fear in him, fear encompassed this person. See, here is a man who never ever read the Bible before. Suddenly he would call on people daily to, you know, to read the Psalms for him, to read the Bible for him. And he would continuously recite Psalms and continuously read the Bible in an attempt to reach out to God. See, many of us are afraid to travel by road, to travel by air. we're afraid when we, you know, we enter into the hospital. We're afraid of the doctor's report. You don't know what the doctor will tell you. Afraid of plane crashes. Afraid for our beloved ones, our friends, our family members. We are afraid for those who have already passed away and wonder what has become of their souls. This is the fear of death that grips the whole of humanity. In ancient times, you notice that even great men, kings, traditional rulers will spend a lot of money and a lot of resources to get a proper burial. You see, because this mystery of death, the unknown, so haunted them that they sought out all ways, you know, that they could appease God, or always they could, you know, find some kind of eternal rest after they went beyond. See, but brethren, we are beginning to understand that Jesus Christ came down from heaven to destroy the works of the devil. He came down from heaven and is present in our lives individually and corporately by the Spirit to destroy every sense of separation that has been erected between us and God. For this is the work of the devil. See, fear came into the scene when man started to feed on the lie. See, along with the lie came this thing called fear. Along with the lie came the sense, the sensation of being mortals, of being terrestrial creatures. Along with the knowledge of good and evil, which is the, you know, serpentic fruit that we received and we receive in this dark age, comes the veiling of our understanding, and, you know, we lose all consciousness of our true inner spiritual bodies. And we cling on to the outer body, thinking that that is who we truly are. Praise God. So you can see that the struggle of man and the travail of man is to kind of somehow keep his outer self, to keep his body, to keep his identity on the earth, to immortalize himself. See, because he feels that he is mortal, he feels that his origin is of the earth. Praise God. Now, this is the lie of the devil. The devil simply veils the understanding of man from the reality of his spiritual body, from the reality of the inner man of light, whom, like we know, is the Spirit of God. It's an integral part of the living God. The inner body or the light body is the body of the Lord. Praise God. These are secrets that the devil snatched away from us as we descended into this realm called the world. So you see, all along we try to immortalize the mortal seed. We try to preserve the corruptible seed. We have formed graven images of our, you know, human identities, of our mortal existence, and we have worshipped it unknowingly. See, but along the line, when the hair begins to get gray, when age begins to set in, when you discover something going wrong in the body, fear and anxiety begins to grip us. Because that which we seek to immortalize, we begin to see that it cannot be immortalized. Praise God. We try to preserve our lives upon the earth. But we see that there is no way. All the research in this world, scientific research, see, new discovery, diets, and all these are attempts to kind of preserve us and to keep us. But the more a man tries, the more he discovers that it is impossible. Praise God. So you see, there is this fear of the unknown. Fear of death. See it. That if I lose this body, what happens to me? Where will I go? See, go to the funerals and see the way people cry. Look into the faces of people at funerals. And you will discover that fear envelops them for that moment. That moment of, you know, when they are sober, they are enveloped with fear and worries, not just for the person who is dead, but also for themselves, for their family members, for the future. This thing can happen to me suddenly. This thing can happen to me one day. What will happen? It's fear. But Jesus Christ has descended from heaven. Praise God. And he has come to deliver us from the captivity of the devil. He has come to destroy this thing called fear. Praise God. If you turn quickly to the book of Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, that is the incorruptible nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham, that is the mortal nature of man. Wherefore in all things it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. For to me to live in... Okay, let's stop there. Praise God. So you see, the Lord Jesus Christ partook of flesh and blood. See, he descended from the glory of God, from the realm of the Spirit, where, like we know, there is no such thing as death. He descended from that realm and came to partake of the lowly nature of the brethren. We are the brethren of the Lord. We are the brethren. See, look around you, the whole nations upon the earth, the peoples upon the earth, these are the brethren of the Lord. Now he has come as the light of the world to illuminate us. Praise God. And so that through the death of the cross, he might destroy him that has the power over death, and that is to devil, that is the devil, and to deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. You see it? Most people, or let's say the inhabitants of the earth, who walk in the, you know, in thick spiritual darkness, are in bondage to fear of death. See, fear of death, fear of tomorrow, is one of the things that, you know, governs this world that we live in. Many are unable to enjoy life freely because of the fear of this thing called death. See, but Jesus and Christ has come to descended and he has come to demonstrate and exhibit that true life that was there from the beginning. Through death, he has demonstrated to us that there is life beyond this particular realm we call the world. He has come to demonstrate the true life, that life that we lost in the transgression of Adam. Praise God. And right now he serves as a high priest to redeem us from our sins and bring about a reconciliation with God. Remember, it is that reconciliation with God, rediscovering our oneness with God. It is that relationship, you know, that is that love model that the Apostle John speaks about when he says perfect love casts out all fear. The perfect love is found in our reconciliation with the Father. And any man who attains to this sacred reconciliation, this sacred consciousness, can never taste of death. See it? In fact, you can become so spiritually enlightened, spiritually illumined, that you would know that death in reality does not exist. See, when you are built up in Christ, built up in the knowledge of the inner man, that is what the Bible calls the awakening, the resurrection. See, when you are waking from the dead are those who walk according to the flesh. The dead are those who walk in relation to the material, visible world. But those who are awake in the resurrection, those who are awake in Christ, those who hear the voice of the Spirit and hearken obediently and come out of the dark places of the earth, the graveyard of humanity, ascend into a realm or a dimension of the Spirit where they discover that there is nothing like death. Praise God. Jesus Christ likened them, you know, to the sons of the resurrection. Praise God, the children of the resurrection. He says that those who are worthy, accounted worthy to attain to that world and to the resurrection of the dead, neither marry nor are they given into the marriage. Neither do they die anymore. Excuse me. Nor are given marriage, neither can they die anymore, for they are equal unto angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. I just read Luke chapter 20 from verse 35 to 36. See, these are the sons of the resurrection. The sons of the resurrection are those who are, you know, who put on the awoken state or the awoken consciousness of Christ. Praise God. Which is a purely spiritual consciousness. A spiritual consciousness that sees into the invisible. That is constantly aware of the invisible presence. And of course, we know that there is only one invisible eternal presence, and that is the presence of the Almighty God. The illumined mind, the one that has transcended mortality, stands in the place of the resurrection. And that one never dies. Praise God. This is the place that the Lord Jesus Christ has come to gather us into. Now you can read scriptures. See it. And you can know for sure from what you read and what Jesus says, that in reality there is no death. But to become a partaker of this grace of God experientially is what the Lord desires for each of us. Praise God. He wants us to come to a realm, a dimension in Him, a standing, a place of fellowship in Him, where we know that we know that we know that we are who we are, where we can declare without shadow of doubt that I live forevermore. I am that I am. I was dead when I descended into this world, but now I am risen, and now I live forever and evermore. Praise God. These are the sons of the resurrection. These are the ones that are waking in Christ. Praise God. They come to the place of all power, of all knowledge. See, knowledge is not just conscious, it's not just, you know, reading letters or reading books from book to book, you know, message to message. No. It's all about awareness, knowing, realizing your spiritual selves, your spiritual inner body. Praise God. This is the illumined consciousness. that people like Paul attend to. See, when you read the letters of Paul, if you do not have that spiritual insight, you will not realize that people like Paul already attained to that realm. They had attained to that dimension. See it. Where it didn't matter to them whether they were in the body, physical body in this life, or out of the body in another life. They had broken the barrier of death. So praise God. That is why Paul writes to the Philippians. Let us analyze this letter by Paul to the Philippians in chapter 1 from verse 21. It says, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet, what shall I choose? I would not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you." You can see that Paul had come to a place in God. He had come to an awareness of himself in Christ. You see that he had no fear of death. See, he writes boldly here that he would rather depart this earth and be in the spirit with the Lord. See, but he's just here on the earth. He chooses to stay here on earth just to minister to the brethren, to be able to be of help to the brethren, to deliver them also from their own bondages, to minister Christ to them. Praise God. Nobody can write this kind of letter or confess what Paul confesses in his letter to the Philippians except he has awoken spiritually, except he is walking in the power of the resurrection. For in that consciousness, you do not fear death. You do not value your life upon the earth. You do not hold on to your life upon the earth like men of this age do. But you rather value your inner spiritual man. You value the knowledge you have of your inner spiritual man, who is an integral part of the Spirit of Christ. Praise God. Now, many, many religious minds will say that when they die, they go to heaven. They say, oh, they've done good works. They've done this, they've done that. And when they die, they go to heaven. You see it? But I tell you, if the occasion comes, when such death suddenly sneaks up on the religious mind, he's suddenly afraid. Why are you afraid? Now, if you say there are gold mansions in heaven, say it, if you say you have a room reserved for you in heaven, then why are you afraid to die? Why is it that when death comes knocking on your door, you are afraid to die? See, it's simply because you have not consciously believed those things you read about. See, to read and to have certain knowledge is different from being consciously aware. It's being consciously, different from consciously knowing. Praise God. That is why the religious man who claims that he, you know, he does religious work, who claims that he knows God, at the end of the day, he truly still has fear of death in him, fear of the unknown. He simply does not know of life beyond. He does not know. Praise God, but that thing which Christ does in us is to bring an awakening so that we walk in the reality of the Spirit. Praise God. This salvation that we have is a great thing. Because if we obediently follow on with the Lord, receiving counsel from the Spirit, receiving edification and growing in the knowledge of Christ within, we come to a place where the Bible says we shall mock at death. We shall mock at destruction. Praise God. A place you come to where you can just simply sit back, rest, and know that all things are yours. And know that you are immortal. And know that everything is ministering to you and working out for your good. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Turn quickly to the book of Job, chapter 5, verse 17. See, the Spirit of God has always been there, trying to minister to man, trying to show man the escape route from the fears that grips him and keeps him in bondage in this age. Praise God. Fear is torment. See, where there is fear, there is no knowledge of God. Where there is fear, there is no understanding. Praise God. In the beginning, when the waters covered the, you know, the darkness covered the abyss, the face of the deep, that talks of the state of man that lives in fear. He lives in spiritual ignorance, not knowing who he is, not knowing the potentials in him, not knowing, or rather consciously realizing his invisible, incorruptible attributes, but rather lives according to the flesh. See, that's where you have fear. See, that where you have fear, it, you know, there's a kind of reaction in fear that leads to other, you know, diseases. It deposits all kind of diseases and, you know, negative, you know, things in your body. Praise God. If the fear also makes some people get agitated very unnecessarily. See, when you see some people who blow up very easily, hot-tempered, it is fear. All these things come from fear. Some people who are nasty, impatient, anxious, it's fear. And they transmit this fear to their children, to people around them. You see, the fear is like, people sense it. It's like vibrations that send a negative signal everywhere you go. See, and that is a negative signal that is being transmitted in this realm called the world. See, a realm that is under the hold, the bondage of Satan. Spiritual ignorance, darkness. Praise God. So let's quickly go to Job chapter 5, verse 17. Let us hear what the Spirit has been saying. Said even during the days of Job. You know, Job was there thousands of years before Jesus. Of course, before Jesus manifested in the flesh. Praise God. But we know the consciousness Jesus Christ walked in, or the Spirit by which Jesus Christ walked, is that same Spirit that quickens people like this to write what we're about to read in Job chapter 5, verse 17. Behold, happy is the man whom God corrects, Therefore, despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty, for he maketh sore and bindeth up, he wounded and his hands make whole. He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles, yea, in 7 there shall no evil touch thee. In famine he shall redeem thee from death, and in war from the power of the sword. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh, neither shalt thou be afraid of the beasts of the earth. For thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with thee. And thou shalt know that the tabernacle shall be in peace, and thou shalt visit thy habitation, and shall not sin. Thou shalt know that thy seed shall be great, and that offspring as the grass of the earth. Thou shalt come to thy grave in full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in its season. Lo, this we have searched it, so it is. Hear it, and know thou it is for good. Praise God. Now, the Spirit is speaking here through Job, or through one of the men with Job, about the workings of God in the midst of the earth. Now we must understand that God never changes, and his desire is to deliver us from the miry clay. Is to deliver us from the sense of mortality and set our feet upon the rock. Praise God. 6 troubles. Talks about the troubles of man. 6 generally talks of man. Year of 666 is the number of a man. See it? But in this sense, it is mortal man of the dust. Praise God. And we are discovering that it is this mortality, this sense of being mortal, this mistaken mortal identity, earthly identity, with attachments to this material age, to this outer world, this physical world, emotions set on this physical world and all that, that brings about the troubles of man. See, all the trouble is not because God did anything to us. Man suffers the consequence of transgression. And like we know, transgression or sin in the eyes of God is simply a confirmation from the original to the lie. The original is Christ. The original is the celestial image of Christ. That is the image that inhabits the right hand of God. That is the image that knows God, or that is known of God. Praise God. That is the image that dwells in paradise, in the Garden of Eden. Praise God. And the Father's will is that every man keep that image, walk in that image, honor that image, worship that image, for it is the image of the living God. You see, but we, in the transgression, man foolishly descends. He receives of the lie of the devil. See it. He receives from the wisdom of this age, from the wisdom of men. See it. And chooses to walk in the ways of a mortal man of the dust. See, that's what Adam did. Adam descended. He became a terrestrial creature with the mark of the beast. He put on the image of the beast. The beast is the serpent, the crawling creature. That is the transgression, and that is the cause of every sorrow, of every fear, of every pain. See it, the fear that men suffer. Unknown, fear of the unknown, fear of tomorrow. It's because of that abominable act, the conformation to the outer, to the mortal. It was then Adam started to walk as a black man, as a white man, as male, as female. See it? It was then he started to tie his genealogy to that of mortals. See it? And he lost all knowledge of the fact that he was from eternity, that he was with the Father from the beginning. See it? He lost all awareness of his immortal, incorruptible self. Praise God. Praise God. And he finds himself in troubles. That is the six troubles we read in Job chapter 5, verse 19. God wants to deliver us from the troubles of mortal man. See it? And put us in the number 7, where no evil can touch us, where there is no fear. Praise God. 7 talks of perfection, talks of lights. See, it is the place of the rest of God, the Sabbath of God. Praise God. It's the Lord's day. Praise God. God wants us to transcend. If you look at the creation account properly, on the 6th day God created man. Now, first, on the 6th day he created the beasts. On the 6th day. Then later on the 6th day, he creates man. And that man he creates was in his image and in his likeness, which is a celestial spiritual image. That man is the one that enters into the 7th day, which is the Sabbath. Praise God. The beasts that you see in Genesis chapter 6, on the 6th day of creation, the beast of the field actually represent man. You see, in the eyes of the spirit, the beast is a man. See, the beast is one that is, governed by the natural senses, by the spirit of man. See it, you discover that men are no man in a trance, in a fallen state, in a man that walks in mortality as a mortal man, not recognizing divinity in him. It's actually like the beasts that perish, that perishes. Praise God, we're hearing secrets hidden from the foundation of the world, because in reality we are gods. We are children of the Most High God. Praise God. We are not men. We are not mortal men. See? We die as mortal men when we grope in darkness, when we lose understanding, when the God of this age darkens our comprehension. That's where we taste of the thing called death. But rather, the Son of God never dies. See, being the sons of the resurrection, they are like angels, spirits. They never die. Praise God. Praise God. So God is calling his sons to come out of the darkness of this world. Come out from the graves of your human living. Praise God, is counseling us in the night season. That's why I say, happy is the man that God corrects. Despise not the chastening of the Almighty. Praise God. At times, it's like chastening, isn't it? It's like a whip when we hear the word of God. Praise God, because certain things that we hold on to foolishly as men, the Lord tells us to drop them. Praise God. See, but we should receive it by, with gratitude. Receive this work of God with gratitude. Because the counsel of the Lord, instruction from above, is the only thing that can cause us to live a fulfilled life. Praise God. God can lift us to a place where we live in abundance, where our souls cannot suffer lack. Praise God. That's why it says that in famine he shall redeem thee from death, and in war from the power of the sword. Praise God. Famine, seed, is the state the soul goes into when it loses contact with the living God. Because we know that the living God is the fountain of living waters. See, it's the source of our joy. It's the source of our peace. Praise God. Gladness. See, but those nations are those who go away, who stray away from the Lord. Bible says they shall perish. Praise God. Sorrows, many sorrows overtake them. The anxieties of life, the sorrows of life, the pains of humanity overtake those who deviate from the presence of the Lord. Praise God. But what God is doing now is calling us back into that place of safety, into that place of abundance, into that realm where we can say consciously, where we can declare, not just quoting scriptures, where you can know that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. For he says that he shall withhold no good thing from those who trust in his name. Joy is the portion of those who approach God. Gladness, peace, every good thing, the Lord will not withhold from them. Praise God. Go down to verse 21, Job chapter 5, verse 21. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it comes. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh, and thou shalt not be afraid of the beast of the earth. Praise God. Are you listening to this? It says that fear. Praise God. Those who receive counsel from the Lord. See, how many of us know we are receiving counsel in this hour? Because the Lord is illumining us with the spirit of life, with spiritual intelligence, and causing us to awaken in the Son, causing us to awaken in the conscious knowledge of Christ, of our true selves in Him from the foundation of the world. Praise God. Those who carry on, not minding the shame, the contradiction, not minding, the loneliness. Praise God. I thank you. When you begin to hear truth, you will discover yourself lonely, alone. See, not everybody will follow you as you follow unto the Lord. Some of your friends will leave you. Your relations will leave you. Your religious brethren will leave you. See, it calls for patience. Patience. Patience in the face of temptations. Patience in the face of, at times, frustrations. Patience. Continuing receiving from the Lord instruction, correction, as He builds you up in Christ, as He builds you up in the strength of the inner man, which is Christ the Spirit. Praise God. When this work is done, when you enter into this dimension, this of seven, which is the Sabbath, in that realm you laugh at death, you mock at death, you mock at destruction. See it? Fear does not exist in that consciousness. Praise God. Fear does not exist in that consciousness, that pure light consciousness. Because you stand upon the peak of Zion. You see the end from the beginning. In fact, you stand in the beginning and in the end. And nothing can move you. See it? You cannot fear men. You see it? Even the scourge of the tongues of men, the slander, the accusation, those things that men do can never get to you anymore. You shall not be afraid of the beast of the field. See, men can no longer make you afraid. Praise God. Destruction, famine, death. The Bible says you shall laugh at it, you shall mock at it. Why? Because you realize that it was only a myth, that there is nothing like death. You are consciously awoken in your inner man, and you know there is nothing like death, that I live forever. Besides me, there is none other. That is the consciousness you are waking to. You are waking in Him. And you begin to realize that all things are yours. Praise God. Death does not exist for those who are waking in the resurrection of Christ. Death is a myth. Praise God. That's why Jesus Christ says, "Let the dead bury the dead." It is the dead that believe in the dead. Praise God. Now, it does not mean, you know, some people hear these messages and they go up the other end. You hear these messages at times, they begin to act strange. Praise God. The fact that you have this knowledge does not mean that you cannot go to a funeral. It does not mean that you cannot console friends who lose close ones. Praise God. It does not mean that you cannot, you know, go to funeral service and all that. All that is just childishness and religion. Praise God. These are workings in you that God wants you to realize on you first. Praise God. So that when the people see your peace and your joy, they will be attracted to that light in you. Praise God. In that consciousness, you are encompassed with the knowledge of God. And God is love. Praise God. Isaiah and Uzziah talk about the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. It's a sacred thing. Praise God. It's a sacred awareness that God brings His saints into. Those who follow Christ in the regeneration, those who receive instruction, chastening from the Almighty. So let us not despise the chastening of the Lord. Day and night, let us meditate on the word. Day and night, let us, in the silence of our hearts, invoke the Spirit within us and listen in meditation. Praise God, because He wants to pull us out of the miry clay. He wants to pull us out of the realm of fear, where you can now stand in a place where you know that you are and you live forevermore. Praise God. Let's quickly turn to the book of Revelations. It's good that we know these things. Let us know what the Lord is ministering to us. Revelation chapter 1. Now, this image that the Apostle John saw on the island of Patmos is actually the image of the resurrected Son of God. It's your image, it's my image. It is the image of the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and he turned and, you know, to see a voice that spoke with him. The voice of the Alpha and Omega, which says in verse 8, Revelation chapter 1 verse 8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, said the Lord, which is and which was and is to come, the Almighty. Praise God. Revelation chapter 1 verse 12, and I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and behold, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and did about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass, and as they burned in the furnace, and his voice as the voice of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and all out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. Praise God. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying to me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Now let's stop there. I just wanted to show you this verse, this verse in 18, Revelation chapter 1 verse 18, where the Alpha and Omega, or from verse 17, where the Alpha and Omega says, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I live forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Now, praise God. Now, like we know, that body is a spiritual body, the Alpha and the Omega. See, the voice was like the voice of many waters. The many waters signifying nations, tongues, peoples. You are in that number. Praise God. I am in that number. The brother out there is in that number. Jesus is in that number. Paul is in that number. John the Apostle is in that number. Peter the Rock is in that number. It's a corporate body. Spirits that are one, that speak with one accord, one voice. They speak with the voice of the living one, which is Christ. Praise God. Now, like we know, the will of God is to gather us into him, into Christ, into that body. That is the will of God. Praise God. Now, the Alpha and the Omega represents the consciousness we put on in our reason, our waking state. Because the way he is the way we are. That is, we, when we are awakened from the dead. In the resurrection, there is only one man, and that is the Alpha and the Omega. Praise God. Now he says, I am the beginning and the end. That is our image from the beginning. See, and that is the image that God wants to edify us and restore us back to. Oh, hallelujah. See, we are now beginning to understand the will of God. Amen. He says that, I am he that liveth and was dead. Praise God. And behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of hell and death. Praise God. I am alive. I was dead, but now I live forever. That is you and I. We died. We descended. We died. When we started to commune with devils, when we started to eat from the table of Satan, the prince of this age, the prince of darkness, and we started to walk in relation to a material world, we started to walk in relation to the mortal. We lost all consciousness of our true spiritual selves, of our identities in God from the beginning. So we died. See that when we died, we entered into the realm of mortality, and we were troubled on all sides. See it. In that realm, the myth of death was revived. The fear of death, the fear of tomorrow, anxieties, what will happen to me, what will happen to my father, what will happen to my mother, what will happen to my child, what will happen to my sister. Fear. How will I feel? How will I survive? Fear. Worries. All these things came about because I descended. I died. Praise God. But I am receiving correction from the Almighty this hour. The Almighty is awakening me. The Almighty has placed in my hands the keys of hell and death, with which I will open the doors of hell, with which I will roll away the stones, the stone that has covered my tomb. Praise God. And I shall walk out free into my glory and into my liberty, into the knowledge that I lost from the foundation of the world. I will enter back into my glory, into my inheritance as a son of God. Yes, God, I live forevermore. I'm alive. Thanks for the keys of David. I am immortal. I am incorruptible. I am the son of the Almighty God. I am one with the Almighty God. We are all one with the Almighty God. And we have been from the beginning. Praise God. The Alpha and the Omega represents the awoken consciousness. Praise God. First of all, we see that image from afar off. We see that image in a picture. See it. But we begin to awaken now, as the Lord identifies us. Praise God. He begins to remove everything in us that causes the obscuring of the morning star in us. For we are that perfect creation of God. We are that light beam. We are that one who glitters like the sun, the morning star. Praise God. We are the ones upon whom majesty is bestowed. Hallelujah. And we are the ones that live forevermore. No fear of death, because death is only a myth. Praise God. I might appear for a moment to manifest the mystery of godliness in this unseen world, but this is not my home. This is not my realm. This is not my dimension. I'm just passing through. Praise God. So let us receive from God in this hour, patiently, continuously. Father, draw our hearts away from evil. Draw our hearts away from vanities. And let our hearts be stayed on you. Let the burdens and the fears and the cares of life not snatch this seed away from us. Let us be diligent and allow this your spirit to flow and work in us and to edify us and to raise us up and cause us to recognize or realize this great love, this great salvation that you have reserved for us. Praise God. Cause us to be built up so that we can stand upon the seas. Raise us up to stand upon the mountains. In the place of stillness, where fear is no more. Praise God. You have deposited your spirit in us. Let us be like the wise servants who uses his talents and increases in his talents. Not like the foolish servant, the slothful servant who received the talents from his master and hid them underneath the ground and finds himself in outer darkness, in the place of fear, torment. Praise God. The talent is the spirit. The talent is the knowledge of Christ in us. It's the seed of Christ. It's the spirit of God in us. God wants us to grow in that knowledge, to grow in the realization of the incorruptible, immortal man in us. Exercise ourselves in godliness, patiently, continuing in the knowledge of truth, expanding in the Spirit, growing in the Spirit. Praise God. That is the will of God. That is what will catapult us into our rest, into our glory, into our dominion that we had with God from the foundation of the world. Praise God. So you see, there is nothing like death in reality. See, death is just the lie of the devil. The fear of death and, you know, the worries and the preoccupation of men upon the earth is all born out of spiritual darkness and ignorance. Praise God. The Spirit of God is edifying us and raising us up so that, you know, we can stand in the place and say for sure that I live forever. It's not something that you go out to the street and start shouting about. See it? They only think you are crazy. Praise God. Some people tried it, and we saw what happened to them. They were termed heretics. See, the world will never receive this. Just forget it. You that receive this, just walk in this reality. Let the Spirit raise you up and enter into your peace and into your rest. We praise God for this great, marvelous work He's doing in our lives. This privilege to hear these secrets that have been hidden from the foundation of the world. Amen.